Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mixed Culture, y'all. We got a power-packed show for y'all today. You know, I am the host, Roosevelt, and I got my co-host to the left of me.
Kimmy.
And then I got a great gift for y'all today, man. We got Pete Moss in the building, y'all. We got Pete Moss in the building, man.
Good afternoon.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. So here we go, here we go, here we go. Let's go.
I was born by the river, a little town. And oh, just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming. Oh, I know. Change is gonna come.
Change is gonna come.
Change is
gonna
come. Yes, it will. It's been too hard living.
Come on now.
But I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come.
Yes.
Oh, yes, oh, yes it will.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right.
Well, I can't hear my crowd clap.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, turned up. No, not that one. That one. There
we
go.
There we go. There we go. You know we in the building. Mixed Coach in the building, y'all. Mixed Coach in the building. We got Mr. Pete Moss over here. Thank you for, you know, gracing us with your presence, Mr. Pete Moss.
Oh, but, you're welcome.
You know, and we're going to come together today, y'all, and we're going to talk about a change is going to come. We're going to talk about some of the changes that never came, some of the changes that might come, and some of the changes that you may want to change in your life. So let's start it off with Mr. Pete Moss. You know, what who are you? Where you come from? What you do?
Well, I'm homegrown.
Okay.
North Dakota bred?
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
Okay. Grand Forks crazy?
Well, yeah. I'm here for the weather.
Okay, there
right,
we go.
As they say. But no, my family, quickly, I guess, kind of a pioneer family. My great-grandfather came here as a young man in 82. That's okay. 1882.
Mm-hmm. 1882.
Started a business. And so I'm the fourth generation in the family business. My sons are coming up. A lot of people know me.
Okay.
And, but, yeah, that's kind of my story of Grand Forks. So I guess there cannot, you know, there's a lot of families have been around, you know, area, you know, two, three, four generations. So I'm nothing really special, but I am from Grand Forks, and that's kind of where I come from. And so I'm a big, a cheerleader for Grand Forks, you know.
Hey, it's the hometown. It's the home base. Hey, I'm Chicago crazy. I'm definitely, we holding up them C's, baby. We Chicago crazy. Ain't you Chicago crazy, too?
I'm definitely Chicago crazy.
Hey.
It's wonderful to know your roots and know when your grandfather first arrived here in Grand Forks. And
great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. Right.
Came from Hendrickson, Minnesota.
Okay.
Just north of Mankato.
Okay, yeah.
Minnesota River, so.
Okay. That's what's up, man. That's a lot of long generations.
It is.
You know, you done seen Grand Forks go through
many
all
changes.
The kind changes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've seen a lot. Yep.
So tell us what changes have you seen in the time that you've been here?
Well, building wise, you know, we got the Ralph Engelstad Arena. That's great. As town has gotten bigger, lots bigger.
Have they always been crazy about hockey?
Yeah, they can't. We can't help it. We can't help it.
Okay.
And we're all getting over the change of the logo. We're all getting over that.
Okay. Yeah. How did you feel about that when they went from Fighting Sioux to the Fighting Hawks?
Well, you know, and I know folks on that side too. You know that the native folks that I know, it was kind of a messed up. Voting thing, it's, you know, one group did not even vote, I guess. So NCAA said, well, you just got to get rid of it. So, and that's fine. It was considered, and I always say, you know, the greatest non-academic honor that is bestowed, I'm kind of putting it that way, by the university is called the Sioux Award. Mm-hmm. So, but we're not going to get rid of that because that's an honorable thing, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Honor. Well, I always thought that the hockey name was a high honor too.
Mm.
But I guess we're told it wasn't, and so that's fine. I'm good with it.
Mm. Okay. I feel you on that. I feel so. I want to go into, you know, you started off with a great song, you know, Sam Cooke. Shout out to Sam. Shout out to Sam Cooke. You know, change is gonna come. What got you into the music? You know, what brung you?
Yeah, as a kid, the Beatles.
The Beatles. What's your favorite Beatles song?
Oh, God, there's so many of them. I liked Lennon, though. I was a Lennon fan.
I was about to say, who's your favorite Beatle?
Yeah, Lennon, you know, so whatever he did, you know, day in life and, you know.
Okay.
There you go.
Nice.
Day
now,
who was that? And things like that. And
that was Lennon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Off their... what album was it? Rubber Soul.
Okay, okay.
So the Beatles, and then as a kid, you know, I ran into the right people, and I was always kind of, I'm not a university music guy.
Okay.
You know, I just kind of garage band up, you know, from the ground up. And so,
yeah.
So I was a lot of places to play years ago, and, you know, I've been playing since high school, which would put me, I got my 50th reunion now.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, 50 years. I would never believe it.
That's anyway, I'm talking about 50 years. Woo.
You look good for 50 year reunion.
There you go. And since 72, I, you know, I've
been rocking.
Playing, you know, and kind of a bass player, you know, when I play electric and stuff.
Okay. Okay.
Still working with a fellow, Bob Chappelle. People know him. Tom Johnson, our friend, you know, was the bass player.
Okay.
He passed away, but I worked with Bob years ago, so it's kind of a natural. I'm filling in, and so he's got some dates. So I do that, and I work with Kenny in the Classics once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah, so as bass player, you know, and then I do my 506 little gig. And
right.
506 Pub, come down.
Every Thursday from 6 to 8, it's on the corner of Demers and 5th Street downtown. Mm-hmm. You can come and listen to Pete Moss and the Spreaders. He also has some music that he's recorded as well. You can pick up a CD from him there. He'll have plenty. You can listen to him live, and you can purchase and support.
Guess what? When last time y'all seen one of those? You see that? That's Pete Moss and the Spreaders. Breaking Stones. And guess what? He got another one, too. Let me see.
GF.
Big Stakes.
Big Stakes.
You feel me? Thank you again for these gifts.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you on that.
So I was just told that CDs are out now already, so good luck trying to find a CD player, right?
No, I got an Xbox, so you can pay. You know, I can play it in my Xbox, so I can download. Actually, what I can do is download it to my Xbox, strip it off my Xbox, then I can stream it.
Some people have cars that still have CD players.
They do?
CD-ROMs on computers.
For real?
Yes.
I didn't even know those things existed no more.
They do. They
trying
do.
To get rid of AM radio. I don't think they should do that, but, you know.
Yeah, AM radio. No, from Chicago, we had a few good ones on AM. We had a good slow station. I forgot the then was it 1800 AM? We had one good one on AM. You don't remember?
I don't know nothing about that.
You don't remember? You remember WKKC?
V103 and WGCI area.
Y'all remember WKKC?
No,
Kennedy King.
Sir.
Kennedy King Radio Station.
You know, I just met these folks, and there they go. They're at it again. Holy moly!
No, sir. So what can we expect to hear on your CD? Like, what do you get your inspiration?
Well, the blues, you know, and then my roots are kind of country western and stuff. I was in a swing band. I mean, Jerry Jeff Walker and that Guy Clark, you know, kind of storytelling stuff. Kind of off the, not the top 40 type stuff. It's, you know, kind of, you know, digging around for it.
Digging in the crates, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, and it's like, and then, you know, blues and all the great blues players, you know. Robert Johnson, you know, because he was, his original tapes, right?
Yeah.
You know, Sweet Home Chicago and all that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was a good one. But you know what we could do? You know what we could do for you, Pete? We can download these to Spotify, right? and we could put them on Spotify, so you'll be streaming already.
Could you do that for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
See, I don't know how to do that.
Hey, Paul know how to do it, right?
I got you. Would you be able to play us a piece on something that we could expect to hear on your CD?
Today?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. We're ready.
Are we ready?
Yes, we're ready.
This is off my... this song, I'll set it up a little bit. This song is about, like, it's a guy song.
Uh-huh.
And it's about, like, well, you're walking down the street and you see this beautiful girl.
Oh.
Kind of like Kimmy.
Oh, well,
and you have to, and you have to say, you kind of step back, you know, and and if she says hello, you know, she's looking like trouble, you know, going to be troubling me all night long.
Uh-huh.
So you said hello, I said goodbye.
Ooh, okay. Goodbye, Shorty. I don't even want to. I see it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I see. I seen it in a. I seen it from the front. As soon as I was, I seen it from the front.
You gotta make. You gotta find a girl to make a guy song like that. A girl song like that.
Maybe you can be that girl to make
maybe.
That.
You know, what I'm saying? I can see the video. You know, I can really see the video.
That's. I'm talking about. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go on here. Say it. Go on and sing it. How we gonna do it? You want to make a beat for you right quick?
No.
You sure? Cause we can get it going, we can get it cracking. We all.
I need some practice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I need some practice. So tell me, are you like mentoring anyone? Anybody coming up behind you wanting to be an understudy?
Or like my kids or anything? No, no. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just I wanted to make the recordings because they're all my originals, and I guess in my over the years, my mind just got full of a lot of, you know, kind of had a, you know, an epiphany moment. You know, just started. And I had the Spreaders, which are, we were just a three-piece band, percussion, two acoustic guitars. We didn't have bass guitars. Mm-hmm. So you know, I was pumping out the bass and that. So it worked well, and we played a lot of our originals. So it was kind of a project kind of a band, and we did covers, but we tried to stay away from it. So we had a good following, but a lot of the venues kind of dried up, you know, COVID and stuff. And then my dear friend Lee Barnum, Dem Bones, I call him. He's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He died of cancer. So
may he rest
the
in peace.
Music ended there, you know. So, but he's on the CDs, and there's a lot of people that loved Lee, and he was will be remembered by. He was really prolific in music around town.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to us, him and his family, man. You know.
Yeah, yep. Prayers are continuing to be with
him. And that's what happens. Like you said, change came.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The change came. That's what we're talking about. You know, as you speak on that. That cancer thing, man, you know what I'm saying? When cancer come, it changes everything. I'm talking about just dealing with any normal thing. You know, if your family or, you know, a friend or somebody that's dealing with that kind of change, they're changing. You know what I'm saying? They're changing. And you're changing because you're watching them change. And, you know, as long as you keep the faith, you know, God is good. He will definitely, you know, see you through everything. But a change will come.
Yeah, I think that was one of the reasons why we asked Mr. Pete. Okay, so let me just ask. Because we know that your name is not Pete Moss, but like Greg?
Greg Norman.
Greg, okay. Greg Norman. Mr. Norman. We asked him, we chose the song Change Is Gonna Come because of the lyrics in there. Mr. Cook created the song, and not only was he going through a troubling time, at that point in his life, but he displayed optimism. He displayed courage and faith. Yes. And so when we're talking about those things you talked about, you brought up COVID and things like that. We wanted that song to open up the show and just kind of keep in mind that anything that anybody's going through, we always want them to think, you know, of the bigger picture and not just get settled down in their thoughts, you know, whatever that situation is.
Yeah,
you know?
I find it's not easy to do, right?
No, it's not.
But it's true. I mean, time will pass, and optimism is important.
It absolutely
is. And I always look at it like, we have culverts around here. It's a pipe under the road, the drive-in. You know, it's a culvert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the spring, we don't have it this year, but in the spring, we'd have, ditches would be full of water.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, some kids have fallen in and they got sucked down the culvert, and then maybe they drowned. But I look at it like with depression or with circumstances, you get sucked into that culvert.
Yeah.
And you're running with the water. It's pushing you around. But you got to believe that you're going to come out the other end.
Yeah.
And then that'll come. So just...
Right.
The change, it'll
correct.
Come.
So yeah,
you pop up and you catch your breath and you dust yourself off
right.
and you get up.
That was a hell of an experience.
You won't be the same, but you would not say you won't come out untouched, unscathed, but you made it at the end of the day. And so we want people to keep that in mind.
Definitely.
It's important to kind of have a visual, when you think like a culvert or somebody can come up with their own.
Yeah.
Sort of thing,
Yeah.
But when you see it like that, it makes it twice as impactful.
Correct.
Yeah. I think.
Correct. Because now they got a visual, and a lot of people are visual.
And then
visual.
Music is along, as a way of, another kind of visual.
Yeah, music is.
Universal language. Yeah, everybody can relate to it and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think when we were talking earlier about just analogies and metaphors, when we were talking about the first couple lines of Sam Cooke's song Change Is Gonna Come. He said, I was born by a river. I was born by the...
No, he said, I was born by the river.
Go ahead, pipe it out.
Okay.
Come on.
Born by the river.
Uh-uh. He said, I was born by the river.
In a little tent. Mm-hmm. Oh, just like that river. I've been running ever since.
It's been a long,
long time coming, but I know a change's gonna come.
Yep.
Oh, yes, it will.
Yep. And so you pointed out that, hey, do you think he was born in a little tent? And you're like, no. But he was talking about, what did you say?
I kind of put it to you. I asked both of you. I said, well, do you think, his mother birthed him, down by the river in a tent? I mean, actually born.
Like, he could have been talking about something real. The hospitals was kind of crazy back in the day.
It could have been a shack or something.
I mean, that's kind of literal. That's a literal look.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But what I pointed out, I said, well, maybe...
Cynthia said, oh, no, Roland, keep that day job, sir. I know that's right.
But
don't tell nobody.
Okay.
What did I do?
No,
we got somebody. No, we got people watching us too. And they could text. They could talk to us while they watching.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And so they
and
told
then
me
that's
to
be, behind me, and I don't know what.
Yep.
Yeah, and they told me to be quiet because I couldn't sing basically.
So there you go. See the comment.
They told
were they
me
right?
I
didn't.
Keep
and you know job. You hear his voice right? You know what I'm saying? I don't even got
we're
a day
work
job.
On it. We're
you know
work
what I'm saying? But
anyway, back to what you were saying. Though we're sorry.
I'm saying born down by the river in a little tent. Well, I point out, I think that was like a revival, mm-hmm. He was born again in the waters. Mm-hmm. Spirit.
Yeah.
In a little tent. That was revival.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
where people would gather in a tent and then they'd go out to the river and be baptized.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen.
Yes,
amen to
sir.
That.
Yes,
you know?
Sir.
So I think maybe that's matter what is, you know, what's getting at too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, it was definitely a part of his upbringing by his father being a minister and things like that. He was definitely, we know Sam Cooke as being soulful and also spiritual as well. So he everything he done has had some kind of spiritual meaning in it to it. So everything, you can look at it and say, hey, you know what? This could be, you know.
I think at one point he was a part of a gospel group. He started out as a gospel singer.
Yep.
Okay.
And then
he was getting on a record company. He was, he was a real businessman. You know? He was getting it together that way too. And,
Yeah, shout out to Sam Cooke. Shout out to Sam Cooke, Sam Cooke family and all that. Thank you for all that great music. I appreciate you.
But I think it's important to pay attention to like lyrics to songs in general and what you sing, what you're speaking over your life, right?
Uh-huh.
And so this song, it talked about that experience and then it moved on, right?
Yes, it did.
Like I like I Would Rather Go Blind by Etta James.
I Would Rather Go Blind. I've never heard of that. I probably heard of it, but I didn't know it was about her.
You never heard it.
Can you give me a little piece of it? Can you give me a little piece of it, though?
Oh,
no, come on. Give me a little piece of it.
YouTube, just, my
no,
friend.
No, come on.
Absolutely.
Queen.
Queen. I'd be a queen. Yeah,
I'm talking about just a little piece of it. Attaboy, she was powerful.
She was cool with it.
Yeah. I know you got some.
I'm going to tell you.
I think she was with Chess Records.
Chess Records. They was big.
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to YouTube going to help you real quick. Look.
But you could have just did it in your voice, too.
No. I would not rather go blind.
Mixed culture. Don't y'all feel she could have just did it in her voice? Go on and comment and let us know what y'all think.
See, I like the song. I like the flow of the song. I like what I hear. But when I hear the lyrics, I'm not going to sing that and speak that over my life, though. I'm not going to go blind.
Oh.
I think we want you to sing again, Roosevelt.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they say, hey, if I knew it, I sure would, man. I sure would.
Internet.
They ain't ready for me
I like
yet,
that. $2 song or something like
that. My last
$2. There you go.
Come on, Miss Kim. Come on, Miss Kim.
Let me see. She was talking about heartbreak.
Yes.
And seeing her partner or the man that she was in love with be with somebody else.
Uh huh. That's what. That's
said
the basis of the song.
She would rather go blind.
Didn't do or go through all that.
Yeah.
And you like that song?
Something told her it was over, boy.
I'm a whole man. Who you talking to?
Can you hear this?
Yeah, we hear it.
Kind of a Sam Cooke-ish kind of feel to it.
Similar. Deep down in your soul? Okay. Come on,
girl.
Man.
Bravo.
But see, this is the part.
Okay.
She's singing our feelings.
Uh huh.
That's
deep right there.
That's deep. But see, I'm going to never sing that song out loud.
She's like, I can think of it.
I'm not going to invite nothing into my life like that. Okay?
Hey, man, that's what's up.
No, but seriously, though, we talk about, you know, positive thinking. We talk about, like, how we speak. You know,
yeah, definitely
over our lives every single day. The words that you sing in your songs, right, may be a reflection of something that you have experienced in life, you know, but you don't stay there, right? Like, is anything in there talking about you losing a limb or going blind or, you know, like.
You mean my music?
Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to think real quick here, but. No, the themes are more like, yeah, they're all experiences, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, I just what comes to mind, I have a song called Ocean My Lady.
Ocean My Lady.
It goes. Then it goes. Ocean My Lady, I long for your touch.
Okay.
Ocean, my lady, my mystery.
moonlight sparkles on your body. The morning light reveals your beauty. Ocean, my lady, my mystery. My mystery.
Okay, with the positive affirmations.
So, yeah, it's like putting, you know, that, like, well, it's like a romantic, right?
Yep.
I am kind of a, you know, hopeless romantic kind of guy.
Mm. Yeah, and, I am
so, you know, and so it's kind of like, you know, relationship between, you know, the ocean, my lady, like a sailor, you know.
Yeah.
Lady.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, so getting into kind of like the double
just
meaning.
Waving
the
way, yeah, stuff, yeah, you know? That, so that parallel.
Took, yeah, so I took, I made the ocean a woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm longing for her touch.
Yes.
You know? You want to touch some water.
There you go.
Okay, Paul. You going to come to the mic?
Whiskey down, is it brandy? Take another round. She serves a whiskey and wine.
There you go. Come so, if you want to hear the whole song, come to the gig on Thursday.
506
Pub.
Okay.
There you go.
Hugo's. Y'all know where Hugo's at. 506 Demers. 506 Pub.
I mean, it's so cool. Is it, honey? Where are you going? Oh, I'm just gonna go buy groceries.
That's it, you know. Maybe have a drink or two.
2 hours from 6 to 8.
Honey, let's go buy groceries. You know, spend, you know, a couple hours down there. So
Roosevelt, how do you feel about that? You listen. Okay, so there are a lot of genres of music. You talked about country, bluegrass. Okay,
yeah.
You talked about rap earlier.
Yes.
You said, what do you know about Glow and Meg? What you say?
Oh yeah. Hey, so check it out. Y'all, I know everybody, you know, on the internet, man, you know Megan and Glorilla is glowing up right now for that challenge. And I was thinking, you challenged.
Not the challenge. Absolutely not.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Dude.
Come on.
Mm-mm.
Did you do the challenge?
Man, no.
I think, you know, you don't even know what we're talking about, do you?
Okay. Sure I do, but I'm not going to let you know.
Okay. So, you know, okay. The internet foolery is real. Okay.
So, we and should so show them. I think really we should not, show them.
I don't think I'm going.
Can I show you what the Meg and Glow challenge is?
Don't do that.
Only if Kimmy wants. We'll let you. I mean, if it's okay with
basically,
her.
I can just explain it to you.
Okay.
What
okay.
is it?
So it's just basically like, so artists, they have songs and things like that. And then like there are content creators and choreographers that make dances based off of
that
music
song.
That
right.
they have made.
Oh.
And so like.
Kind of a dance off.
Yeah. And so the challenge is everybody doing a particular set of moves or dance. Set of dance moves.
A booty shaking song.
And so this song that he's talking about, the challenge, right, that's what it romp shaking. And no, I will not expose you to that, sir. No.
But it's like
it would be forever changed.
It ain't
nothing new to you, man. You know, you done seen one, you done seen them all.
I mean,
you
they
know,
probably,
type of
they
deal,
probably
you know?
Make challenges off of you know different songs. You know, like your favorite artists and things like that.
Sure.
But no, he asked me did I do the challenge, and I told him absolutely not. So,
but yeah, you know,
good for you.
That's right. You know, I did it. Don't tell nobody though.
Yeah,
that video is gonna be something.
TikTok.
Hey, guess what? But yeah, you know, that's music. That's how. That's what I'm saying. That's music does that to people, and it's not the first time that we didn't had you know different challenges or. Different things, but it's just that music opens up a lot more for people.
Well, it's communication, you know.
Yes.
It's interchange, exchange, emotions, ideas. You know, that's what we all have in common, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, definitely. The emotions and those ideas.
You know, and I'm from here, and you're from there, and he's from there, and she's from over there, but we all come together and... But yeah, the changes in Grand Forks, it's gotten bigger, the town's gotten better, the university's gotten better. I'm like I said, it's you know, and it's a good community. I mean, you know, people like to get along, you know, and so we.
I agree with it being
you know,
a good
we
community.
We wave, we say thank you too much. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Not too much. I mean, I don't think you can ever say thank you enough.
Yeah, and we're just about Canadian.
Oh, don't you know?
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Is that supposed to be an accent?
Don't you know?
You know what the universal, my Canadian friends down in Massillon are going to howl when I say this, but you know what the Canadian Universal key is, music key is?
What is it?
A.
A.
A. A. And then my Mexican friends down in Mexico, I say, well, what's the universal key of Mexico? C.
C.
That's dumb.
What'd it be at? What'd it be at?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Doesn't
know
work.
What I'm saying? Yeah,
only C and A.
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, in some more latest news, I know everybody's been going crazy with the hip-hop scene. I know you like it. You heard of some of the hip-hop, but, sure. You know, hip-hop has definitely evolved since then.
Who's your favorite hip-hop artist, Greg?
Oh, I just can't think of him right now.
No, that's right.
Tupac. You
yours
see what I'm saying?
Tupac?
No, Greg's is Tupac.
He said he can't think of it right
now. No, he didn't want to say it. I heard him say it when I asked him.
Okay.
Ain't that right, Greg?
Whatever you say, Roosevelt.
Just, see what I'm saying?
Look, just
see,
smile. Hey. You say Madagascar, just smile it's and wave.
It's your show?
Just smile and wave. Yep.
Tupac it is.
It's okay. Well, I can be honest and say that I have never listened to country music. Like in
country music?
Country music?
Yes, you have.
No, who?
Kane Brown.
Who? That's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, there will be specific genres that, like, that we just won't, listen to, right?
Yeah.
So, and...
But, you know, you can't, like, oh, they all listen to hip-hop, or they all listen to country.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, people, it's an individual thing, you know?
It
so,
is.
And getting to that, I think it's kind of like when we group people into, like big groups, you know, that's not good, because...
True.
I mean, like I said, I met Roosevelt, and... No, I met you, and it's great. It's
great. It is. I think it's all in what you're exposed to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's just being who you are authentically and unapologetically, and being transparent in certain situations. You know,
and I think you know, Grand Forks, one thing hasn't changed. I think we still, for the most part, we have a friendly disposition. I think people are friendly here. If they seem a little shy or odd, that's kind of part of their
North Dakota
humility, and maybe they, you know, give you a stink eye or something. But it's not because it's nothing more than maybe you're just unfamiliar.
Right.
They don't know you or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get much deeper than that.
Right. I don't think I can honestly say I've been here for maybe 12 years. I've never experienced like overt racism or anything like that. Like I've had very positive experiences. I have had instances where, like, I've had encounters with people and I would just consider them ignorant, you know, and just, you know, ignorance is just not having a knowledge of something, right? And so, like, conversations like these where we're just, you know, talking and, you know, learning more about each other and each other's cultures and backgrounds, like, that's what it takes at the end of the day.
Yep.
And I appreciate that about you. Like, you ask questions and we just kind of sat around and talked and listened. And it's good. It's all good.
Yeah, I feel, you know, my experience here in North, I've never actually experienced negativity in those tones, but definitely been into some situations where, you know, things wasn't, you know, where they should be.
Bet.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just, I'm always, you know, what's that thought? I look outside the box a lot of things. So when people come at me and say different things, I don't get offended. I'm not easily offended type of person. Like,
I can feel that.
You can
sit
here. You're not a hothead, you know. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you can sit and talk to me. Long as you don't put your hands on me.
Right. And I'd rather just turn and walk away. And dust, you know, just shake that dust from my shoes, you know, and just walk away. So.
Yeah, I think in a lot of situations, just in life in general, conversations and stuff, if I hear something, like, sometimes I pause and I don't always ask for understanding. I just take people at face value and, you know, whatever it is that they say. And sometimes I can misunderstand. Like, we can misunderstand each other, even though we hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, like, it could not actually be what you're saying.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
And so maybe it's just asking for clarity sometimes. And that's cool.
Like, and that's
we
what
we got to be remain open-minded and just
that's
give.
That's a big change that's happened to our communities. I think people are open-minded, and I think we're. You know, like I said, we're a tight little box back in the 50s, you know.
Right.
I mentioned earlier when we talked about how the airbase brought in a lot of folks that didn't look like us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's more of a curiosity thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I may say, I think, you know, there's kind of a, you know, when I look back, my folks, I mean, they had a handful of, you know, their friends and that. But like I said, it wasn't integrated like it is now.
Correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, hate to use the word so much, but, you know, bigotry. No, it was kind of a soft bigotry. In other words, like, I just don't know who you are kind of thing.
Right.
And so then you kind of, this sort of thing kind of, you know, clings on to that. You know, it's kind of like, and then what I'm saying, like right now, the change is now our community is like more understanding, you know, more accepting. Not that we weren't before, but we're you know, integrated, and there's folks from everywhere now.
Yeah.
And we're not that tight little box we used to be, and that's fine. That's the big change that's happened.
Yeah,
and good and bad, you know, but it's mostly good. I mean, it's just the way of our country. It's the way of the world, you know.
Right. Definitely way of the world.
And you know, I think we've kept up with it pretty good. I know you're in the kind of the, you know, you meet a lot of people. With different you know, conditions and stuff, and so you kind of see it opening up. I hope, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
He's just smiling.
But yeah, that's, you know, that again, that's what we're talking about. A change gonna come, and we you know, like to see changes come, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes change for the worse. But what I understand about change is that, you know,
not change for the worse.
Yeah, sometimes when changes happen, changes for the worse, because sometimes things have to be, you know, when I say the worst, meaning looking at things where things have to be broke down. And when sometimes things get broke down, it's like a worse thing. It's like the net, like, wow, why has it got to be like this? But.
No, so maybe changing the language around change. Change, you say change for the worse, like going through. Okay, I'm going to let you explain.
Okay, my thought on this right here. So just say speaking. A lady, you know, living her life, the best life she has, and been, you know, enjoying herself and everything. And then all of a sudden, you know, something tragic happens to her.
Okay.
Where, you know, maybe something like we were talking about a limb or something. You know, we don't want to speak these things, but so a limb, like, or something. You know, something happened.
So something happened.
So a change drastically happens, you know, occurred for her.
Yep.
But during this change, this horrible thing brought her to the fact of understanding her higher power, understanding God, understanding what that bigger picture looks like for her, understanding the life that she's really living right now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I understand you saying is it wasn't for the worst, because it brought her to a higher power. She found a source of strength, right?
Correct.
She found God. And so from that, like, this happened, right?
Yeah, that word. That
life-changing event.
Yeah, that life-changing event.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a bad experience.
Also, you know, like I say, in some things, like, I guess it wouldn't be, it's just breaking down something to, you have to, some things have to be destroyed to rebuild better.
Okay. Right. I can accept
You know
that.
What I mean? So it could be a mindset. It could be a behavior, whatever it is. Something has to be destroyed or sacrificed, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
In order to build better.
I guess I think, like, when you said change for the worst, like, it's like change for the worst. So then, like, am I on the path of destruction? Because I know it's not going to get it better. And I feel like when people believe that, that's what happens. That's what, like, makes them turn to drugs or substances or, you know, like, not being able to cope in life, because they feel like this is the worst, like it's not gonna get any better.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, change for the worst, like, change doesn't have to be for the worst.
Well, you know, and people lose their strength.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if I may say, and I will, Jesus has all strength you need, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put your troubles and I just, he'll carry you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely, so, definitely.
And but it takes some, it takes some like an epiphany. It takes, and sometimes the worst can be that epiphany because you hit the brick wall. And sometimes people are saying, you know, we're running headlong into that brick wall, you know. And that's one thing as I got older, that's one thing I realized. You know, I hate to be opinionated, but I know why older people are opinionated, because they've seen it.
Yeah.
Now, that kid is running headlong into the wall, and he's going to hit that wall, and you just say, no, you can't. No, don't do that. You know, no. Why not? You know, well, the graveyard is full of buddies of mine that went down, you know, or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's like moderation is the key. You know?
Well, they say the younger generation never wants to listen. And I can remember, like, just being young and not wanting to take advice or really listen either, because just like you, as you know, and I'm just going to use an example. Let's say you have, you know, someone who is, you know, maybe, I don't know, I'm 44 now. So let's say you have somebody that may have been 75. Like, when I was 20, they might have been
your
like
age.
33 or, you know, whatever. Like, you lived your life and you experienced whatever it was that you experienced. And so, you know, people just don't want to hear it, you know. Right. They just want to do what they want to do. They want to live their lives the way that they, you know, unapologetically. And when you don't really understand until you get older. Like, it doesn't hit you until, man.
So I think
I could have just skipped A through Z. And,
yeah.
You know, I could have skipped C through X and Y. And I could have just went from A to Z with unscathed. No problems. But instead,
I didn't want to learn. Listen,
right?
I wanted to learn.
And so those life experiences, though, they build character. I think this character building, right? And it builds integrity. It builds strength and endurance. And it teaches you to not give up, you know, in the long run.
Well, you know, we all experience that, and it's like avoidance is the best deal, you know. But if you can't avoid it, may you live through it and survive, right? And and respect old people. I mean, respect older people. I mean,
why?
Not everybody's got.
Why we
got
to respect old people, man?
Well, because you know you can't run over them, you know.
you definitely respect
so you, them. So you respect them, and the thing is you know,
because you'll be old one day too, Roosevelt.
Yes.
That's
hey,
crazy.
I'm not saying don't respect. If God grant that time for me, if God grant that time for me, I will be there, and you know we gonna deal with it then. But I'm just messing, you know.
But,
I definitely respect my elders. I appreciate the wisdom that you guys have.
All
for
the
us.
Sacrifices that everybody
you know
has
I'm
made
saying.
Before us. Your, you know, ancestors, my ancestors, all our elders, they have experienced it. It's if they live to tell a story and tell us what route we should take instead of, you know, go down this path instead of this path.
Yeah.
We thankful for that. Just
Definitely.
Small things.
Definitely.
Right?
It's all suggestions. I mean, you know, when I speak and what I'm saying right now, it's just a suggestion, you know.
Yeah.
It's so hard. You don't have to do anything.
He got to
this
respect
is America. But if you want to, you know, if you want to get along and, you know, and you want to have friends, because friends can really build you up. You know?
Yes, I agree with you. That's friends makes a lot.
How many of us have them?
Yeah. Friends. Ones you can depend on.
Hey,
friends.
Sing it again. What key is that?
Hey.
How many of us have them? Friends. Mm. Ones you can depend on. Let's talk about friends. Mm. I was right there with them. Mm. You know, I don't know the song.
Oh, don't stop now.
But, you know, but I think
get
I think
the hook, somebody. Please.
I think that is important though for us to understand that we have those we need friends. We truly do. We need friends. We need great people around us because that helps. Lighten blows, life blows when life does come at us.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And it also is resources for help you to get to where you're trying
you
to go
need
to.
Jesus, too.
You know what I'm saying? To help you, because I know in your life, you've had people, friends, coworkers, whatever, just people that took liking to you, that helped you access certain things that
Absolutely.
Maybe you wouldn't be able to access if it was just you.
And he said he found a friend in Jesus, too, right?
Well, I know people have dropped from heaven into my life. That if if they hadn't done that, it I wouldn't be where I'm at. You know,
talk to me nice. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like just drop from heaven. You go, whoa, that was a break.
Yeah.
That was a lucky break.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no such thing as lucky breaks. You know? I mean, luck they're doesn't lucky exist. Breaks, but they're not luck.
It's a blessing.
It's blessing. It's a blessing. Yeah, that's right. But changes. So the thing is like, you know, the warning on a cigarette pack, that's a change. It's kind of like, you know, again, the tight little box, it isn't so tight anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a big, and so that's you know, we got Greenway. I mean, we went through that terrible flood, and now we got a beautiful Greenway.
Oh, it's beautiful. Chain. Man, it's so beautiful.
And the deers are down there, and the geese, you know. Okay, I want to challenge anybody that when you hear the honkers up in the sky, take the moment to look at them and find them. Where are they? I hear them. And take a moment to watch a majesty of the geese going north.
Yeah.
I mean, take that moment. I know it's a busy day.
Right.
You're going to your car. You hear the honkers and you go up. Just take a moment. Watch that beauty.
Great. You know. Margie says she's love you.
Margie Cummings. She loves love you. You, Greg Norman.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of Margie. I love you, too.
Hey, Margie. Yeah, we all love you, Margie.
There is some beauty here. One of my favorite things to do is to stargaze. Like, I have never seen the stars so bright and so beautiful. Like, it's just,
you know,
the skies are just so clear.
I've
seen the Northern Lights here in Grand Forks, and it is such an awesome experience.
You've seen the Northern Lights in Grand Forks?
Yep.
I'll share a story about Northern Lights.
Yeah.
They're usually, like, they're kind of that greenish kind of falling.
With one the purple time, haze.
One time playing in a band, we were coming back from up north to Grafton or something, right around Ardoch. That's on Old 81.
Okay.
And, you know, we had a few bumps at the bar, you know, nothing. But, you know, we were kind of feeling no pain. It was like 2:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, we saw Northern Lights. Mm-hmm. And for the first time and the only time in my life, we got out and we looked. And we looked, and they were coming straight down on us. And it looked like, remember how Walt Disney started with Little Pixie with their deal and how they exploded?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the way they were. They were color. It wasn't just the drip. This was just exploding colors. And we were going like, oh, whoa.
Wow.
And it was silent. I mean, that was the thing. There was no explosions.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
This flood of colors. It was awesome.
Wow.
Never saw it since.
Paul says he saw the sun once.
Paul, you saw the you saw him too, Paul.
Every day.
Once.
You seen it once? Hey, you know, since we talking about suns and stuff, what did y'all think about that solar eclipse? You know, what's y'all, because you know,
we had cloudy skies. We couldn't see.
You know, here, but you know, everybody was so, oh my goodness, life is about to go crazy. It's changing. You better stock up 2 weeks of food and 2 weeks of water.
I mean, personally, I didn't hear the panic. I mean, I guess, you know, there were medical experts that said that you couldn't stare directly at the sun. So I know that our school system here, they decided that they were keeping all the kids inside. They weren't supplying them with glasses. That's okay. We had cloudy skies. Wasn't no sun out that day anyway.
No, it wasn't here. It wasn't.
But, I mean, I think it was a rare phenomenon.
For your right. generation, for you to see it. Have you ever seen a solar eclipse before?
No, I feel like we just talked about a solar eclipse. Like,
I feel the same way. Something just happened, didn't it?
Like,
oh, maybe it was the moon, because we had about 10 different type of moons lately.
It was something. Maybe 3-4 years ago or something. I don't know.
What was interesting about the whole thing was just observing not only eclipse, but the way people behaved and the way... the celebrations throughout the country as it went, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was even more interesting than... and then, like you said, the people forecasting doom and you know, all this. And, but that's, you know, that was just an interesting... See, you know, as an observer, you know.
I'm
kind of an observer, and then I have my comments, you know. I have, you know, you like you were saying earlier about, you know, something about you know... The seed's got to die before it springs. You know, we were talking about the word that, how was that? He said misery. No, that was like just a little bit ago, you said something, you were saying, well, it isn't quite like that. And,
oh, you said my
change for the worse.
Yeah, for the worse, you know. Yeah. Well, you know, and then I thought of this proverb, you know, the seed's got to die before
it lives.
Lives. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of good wisdom in many, many books, but there's a lot of good wisdom in the Bible, and mm-hmm. that's kind of where, you know, it maybe originates from, you know, too.
Everything originates. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything.
There are other holy books and other, you know, Buddha and stuff.
And then guess what? They originated from that, too.
What's that?
They took a little piece of the Bible, too.
Yeah, well, you know, and either way, yeah, it kind of flows, so, yeah.
Yeah, like it's all connected, you know, to the higher one. You know what I'm saying?
The eclipse was an international phenomenon. I mean, it was worldwide kind of deal.
Yes, it was. So I'm talking about they was
kind of interesting.
I'm talking about social media went crazy. Well,
and see, this is why I do visit social media, but only for specific things. And I do not watch the news every day because it can be so daunting and depressing.
I know, it's terrible.
But, you know, I read the news, but I
Let
me read news articles,
reputable
sources. You can't believe everything you see on the internet.
No, you can't. But I know one thing, America's in for a change. America's in for a change. I hope y'all ready for it. Hey, y'all better get out here and understand y'all city, understand y'all state, and get out here and vote. You know what I'm saying? Get out here and vote.
Absolutely.
You know, for those locals, you know, for all those locals, you know, get out here and vote. See who's in office. Go talk to the alderman. Go talk to your mayor. Get these things going, man, because a change will be coming. You know, they say in the United States, there's three things going to be happening within the next, I want to say.
While you looking that up, I'm going to say, look, as be an informed voter, okay? It does not necessarily have to be Republican or Democrat or independent. Know what you are voting for. Like, read, you know, like, listen to what your person is representing, what changes they want to make, what they're talking about, who they are, like, what they represent. Know the issues that are at hand. Know the things that you want to be addressed. Don't just go along to get along. And I'm not saying that, you know, you have to go against the grain. I'm just saying to educate yourselves and don't vote ignorantly.
Right, and don't be like a one-item person. I mean, you have to look at the grand picture, you know. And
exactly.
Sometimes you got to sacrifice some of your... And then for the moment, I always think for the moment, you know, what is best for the moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we can work towards a goal, you know. And so some people will say, well, this guy for the, you know, I got to vote for him, you know, and or because what? Well, because we always voted that side. Well,
No.
What's for the moment? What's the best, you know?
Exactly.
So. Definitely. I feel you on all that good stuff, man. You know, everybody just be understanding. Be informed, like Kimmy said, just be informed what's going on around you. Pay attention. I think that's the biggest thing because a change will come. A change is going to come. Like I was saying, the United States, man, we're looking at three big changes within the next, say, 30, 40 years, man. We're looking at it's going to be more of us. You know what I'm saying? We're steady growing. We're steady growing. I think we're like 3.4 million or something.
Definitely going to be more of us with these abortion laws being shot down.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? We're looking at more people, mm-hmm. more people within the next, you know, 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking at our population is going to actually look older. You know what I'm saying?
Looking at me like that.
Why is it going to look old? Oh, is it because of science and technology keeping people alive? Like new advancement in modern medicine?
What
do you mean when you say look older?
The population will get older. Not look older. I mean get older.
I mean that
people are going to be actually, you know, some people will be living longer. You know what I'm saying? It's due to
science and technology.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, due to a lot of different things.
Health.
You know, health-wise, you know, you know, so far, I'm, you know.
I feel like people are more conscious about
what
they're eating. There's more information out here about, you know, like what's in foods and things like that.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot more information available at people's fingertips.
Yeah, like I go to Mexico and I love it down there and the people are great. My son-in-law is Mexican heritage.
Okay.
So we have a blended family that way. But the thing is down there, you know, diabetes is kind of big. So they have, you know, their billboards is, you know, like don't consume sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So they're reminding people, you know, stay off. and like a thing of Coke, Exceso Asgar, I think that's how you pronounce sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Azuka or whatever, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my Spanish-speaking friends. But anyway, but Exceso, you know, and then salt, you know. And like it's hard to get, well, it's not hard to find it, but the butter down there doesn't have salt in it. I mean, that for you know, nobody uses.
Yeah, but that's crazy. You know, I'm not well traveled, but we are the only country to have ingredients in our food that's outlaws in other countries.
Well, they warn against it. You know,
yeah,
it's not outlawed, but on the coast there, you know, you breathe salt in all the time, so they get plenty of salt, and why contribute to it? I think is that, and so it's an interesting when you're able to experience other cultures and other, you know. And I tell my son-in-law down there, I call him from outside, I say, Frank, there's a lot of Mexicans in Mexico. you know, it's an old joke. But anyway, we laugh. He's a good man. He's a good man. And I just love him, and I love my daughter, and they got some great babies and stuff. So.
Okay.
Blessings to the family. Blessings to the family.
We got a few comments. Okay, Paul says, Kimmy for president.
Kimmy for president. All my daughter watch. Shout out, Bria. What's up, Bria?
She said, be informed.
Be informed. And then Cynthia. Ain't that your mama?
She says, know your candidates and what they represent. That's my mama.
And then.
Paul says, we're doomed. We need a leader that has moral values and is intelligent, that can bring the world together. Everything is mudslinging politics. I am in agreement with the statement.
And guess what? We ain't mudslinging no politics over here on Mixed Culture. Only thing we trying to bring you is a conversation with a purpose. And today was, we just talked about a little change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, my daughter said, hey, y'all.
Hey.
That's my twin right there, man. If y'all, she just gave me goosebumps. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for looking. But yeah, man, we want to thank everybody. Come checking us out. You know what I'm saying? Mixed Culture. This is our 10th show. You know what I'm saying? We're finishing up this season.
With my hand clap. With my hand clap.
You know what I'm saying? We out here. 10 shows going strong. Getting geared up for the, you know what I'm saying, for the next season. And we're going to bring nothing but bangers for y'all, man. I just hope y'all still stay tuned.
We need one last song.
Yes, we out. Come on now. We need one more song.
What's the name of the song? What do you want to close us out with, Mr. Norman?
Let's see what I got. Oh, I suppose I need to call up my unit here.
If you want, you could do Changes Gonna Come.
What's that?
No, we did. We started that.
Okay.
Unless you're ready to sing it a cappella.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Just grace us a little bit. Kimmy, just a little bit.
How much time do we have?
We got enough time for that song. Come on.
Sir?
We got enough time for that song.
Well, I'll do. Can I do Star Spangled Banner and go into my Celebrate Freedom song?
Come on.
Well, go ahead. We're going to celebrate, y'all. Change is going to come. Remember that, y'all.
Of the world fought and died for freedom, freedom to believe, freedom to succeed. It's a God-given right.
Come on.
Freedoms we enjoy, a freedom of choice.
Hey.
Raise your voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebrate freedom. Celebrate your freedom. Freedom lives in America. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate your freedom.
Come on now.
Freedom lives in America. God bless America.
Yeah.
Mr. Greg Norman of Pete Moss and the Spreaders. He's currently performing here at Grand Forks Best Source Studios.
Yes, he is.
You can find him on Thursdays at the 506 Pub from 6 to 8 p.m. That's on the corner of Demers and 5th downtown.
Kimmy and Roosevelt, thank you for so much for inviting me.
Thank you for
Thank you
coming.
For coming on. Thank you for coming on, man.
I met Roosevelt at 506, and we became fast friends.
He definitely, as soon
and
as he got
you're a fast
chance.
Friend, too, so I appreciate it.
he texted me like, I met someone that I think will be really great for the show.
Yeah, hey, definitely. We
the
was
same
on
night
it.
He met you. So I'm happy that you guys connected and you were able to come and share with us.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, y'all was listening to the great tunes of Pete Moss. And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see y'all on the next season of Mixed Culture. Y'all have a great day now.